6:06 the time. Welcome into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I'm Brady Hull, joined on the others from the other side of the glass, from the upside down. Little Stranger Things reference there for you, Jades. Jades of Spades. We're ready to rock and roll here for 2 hours. Got a lot to hit. Baseball's back in action today. Rockies back in action tomorrow. I'm begging for it, man. I'm like, still, I know training camp's coming, but I really want to get into, I just kind of want to know with this Rockies team, what the next week's going to look like, because don't you think that, when's the trade deadline? Is it the first part of August? That's going to, don't you think like in the next week or two, that's going to determine whether or not the Rockies think that they can really make a run with this current group? You know, because like, I know Daniel Bard's name has been thrown out a lot. Well, and people get mad at that and say, why would you trade away one of your best guys? Like I thought he could have been good enough to be an all-star. Well, you have to trade people with value. You can't just trade the crappy players and expect something good in return. All these names are, you know, Chad Kuhl's been positive, CJ Krohn, Iglesias, Daniel Bard. We keep Colomé's names coming up. We keep throwing those names out. Well, if you trade your pitching staff away, you're darn sure not going to make a run. Pitching staff is a struggle anyway. So unless you're telling me you could trade CJ Krohn and Daniel Bard for a better starting pitcher, then I don't know, Jades. I mean, I get, like with Bard, how old is he? 37? You know, Krohn, you have locked up through next year. I think Bard's a free agent after this season. So those kind of conversations are interesting to me because, you know, if I'm not going to make the playoffs this year, there is literally no good to having Daniel Bard. I mean, it's nice to win games and stuff and to close games out, but if you can't make a run, it doesn't make sense. So don't you think that in the next, like, by this time next week, we could very well know if the Rockies are poised to make a run? Starting with Milwaukee and Chicago, right? Those are the first two series, right? And then the Dodgers. We're going to know if they're in the tank or if they can come out of the next three series okay, then I say you stay put. You know, what's okay, though? You know, I suppose, what, it's a four-game series against Milwaukee. So if you win that series, then maybe you kind of feel good about yourself, or you split that series at least. But that's it. I mean, I think you're going to know in a week if you have what it takes to make a real run at the wild card spot.
The trade deadline falls on August 2nd this year, so about a week and a half.
Okay, so you got a week. I'm saying even a week because then you want to start putting these things together. Milwaukee, Chicago, L.A. And that is not an easy run. You're at Milwaukee, by the way. So I just, boy, I'm obviously very hopeful, very excited to see if this team can do it. It's right there in front of them to make at least somewhat of a run at a wild card spot. But, you know, everything that we've seen from this team is probably leading us to believe that they do fall apart in these next, what, it's a four-game series against the Dodgers, too. And they've had the Dodgers' number, and it is at home. So I suppose crazier things can happen, but starting the second half of the season on the road at Milwaukee is going to be tough. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Jades, let's get into it because it's going to set up my big topic that I want to hit. The good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. Oh, man, I think this is just good. It's good for this guy. He's fun for me to watch. Kyler Murray getting paid. Arizona Cardinals star quarterback and now teammate of our guy Trey McBride agrees to a $230.5 million deal, now among the NFL's richest quarterbacks. Five-year extension worth over $230 million, according to Adam Schefter. It runs through the 2028 season. It includes $160 million in guaranteed money. Just for putting that pen on the paper, you got $160 million. That's not bad, right? I was asked during the break, I was talking about it with Tanner, of Good Morning NoCo, and he said, is that a good deal? And I said, here, I know this isn't going to sound like an elaborate take here, Jades. In the NFL, you either have a quarterback or you don't. If you have a quarterback, you have to pay that quarterback. You might not like it, like Lamar in Baltimore right now. That's a weird situation, but they have a quarterback right now. And he's banking on himself to have a monster year, so they're forced to sign him. But do you think the Cardinals really sat down and said, yeah, we would like to give Kyler Murray, who didn't prove himself at all at the end of last season, it was terrible, kind of, right? We don't want to give him $230 million and $160 million guaranteed. But what's the alternative? That's the thing. You either have a quarterback or you don't. Right, Cleveland? Which brings us to the bad. The Cleveland Browns, they don't have Baker Mayfield anymore. We don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson. Probably going to miss some games. I don't know how long. So they're bringing in the ringers. Josh Rosen, the guy that said he was going to make all 9 teams that passed on him live to regret. This is like his 5th team. And then A.J. McCarron, former Alabama quarterback. So they're bringing him in. So if Deshaun Watson's not there, who's next? Jacoby Brissett is your guy. Jacoby Brissett, and then they're going to work out A.J. McCarron and Josh Rosen. Man, it could get so bad. Cleveland just made such a terrible move with this Deshaun thing. And I'm not saying Baker was the saving grace. Not even close, but still. Here we are. All right, the ugly. And this situation just, I think it just keeps getting uglier. The altitude and Comcast situation. Which brings us to our Method Flow products poll question of the day. We got some news that came out. We heard from a Comcast spokesperson. I've got the quotes in front of me, so I want to get into it. But our poll question is pretty simple today. Who has most of the blame? Who do you put most of the blame on in the Comcast altitude dispute? Altitude or Comcast? Now, it's pretty close here. 53% of the hooligans are going with Comcast, and I'm going to make my case for both of these situations here once we kind of go through the quotes, but altitude has more to gain from getting their games on television. Comcast has a bunch of other things that they can do, right? Nationally, as a corporation, as a company, altitude probably doesn't move their needle. Now, in the state, I would argue that it does, but the spokesperson saying not. A lot of votes on this, and I'm shocked, Jades. Like, this is right down the middle. I thought maybe with Comcast spokesperson coming out saying this yesterday would turn a few heads toward the saying maybe it's all Comcast here. So Altitude basically put this deal together, and they went to Comcast, and they said, we want you to consider an offer that would end the dispute. Altitude said in a release yesterday that it was offering to match the pricing terms and distribution model Comcast has provided to AT&T SportsNet Rocky Mountain. That's, of course, the home for the Rockies. Matt Hutchings, president of KSE Media Ventures, Altitude, said, quote, our goal is a simple one. We want to return the Nuggets, Avs, Rapids, and Mammoth games back to our fans on Comcast. Comcast representatives have recently said that they're fans of the Avs, Nuggets, and Rapids. Our hope is that by offering Comcast a model they've clearly been comfortable with over the last 3 years, we might give fans throughout the front range back the championship teams they've been missing. The offer, according to 9 News, comes after Altitude and Comcast failed to reach an agreement through mediation. Now, obviously, Dish Network is involved in this, too, but we're putting our focus today on Comcast. DirecTV crossed over, I guess you could call it, a while ago. Dish does not offer AT&T SportsNet, so that's why we're not going there. If there's something going to happen, it's going to be Comcast next. This is the interesting one. A Comcast spokesperson provided the following statement when asked to comment on that offer. You know, basically the offer that says, give us what you're doing with the Rockies. Give us what you're doing with AT&T SportsNet. And I don't know the details there, but AT&T SportsNet does more than just Rockies. They do a bunch of different baseball games. Here's the quote from the spokesperson. Every cable network is different and has its own value proposition. We have been and remain willing to distribute Altitude on terms and conditions that make sense for our customers. Altitude's latest proposal would still require nearly every Comcast subscriber in the Denver area to pay a substantial fee for Altitude, even though most Comcast customers have no interest in Altitude's content. That is the quote. Remember that. Even though most Comcast customers have no interest in Altitude's content. Now, is that most in the state, or is that most nationwide? Because nationwide, sure, nobody needs to watch the Avs and the Nuggets on a regular season basis and get that. I don't even know that you can, right? But I just find it hard to believe that most of the state doesn't want to see the back-to-back MVP, doesn't want to see the Stanley Cup champs, and probably going to make another run at back-to-back next season. And the Nuggets are certainly going to be a much healthier playoff team next year. So I guess I find it hard to believe that there's not enough people in the state that could justify having Altitude as a part of that package and paying extra, whatever. Those of you that are voting and saying it's all Comcast, I can play devil's advocate on both sides. If you're Comcast, you have to look at your bottom line. And if you're not seeing a mass exodus, which apparently they're not, of people leaving Comcast, then they're led to believe, all right, the Altitude thing's not really doing anything. That's not making a dent. That's my only thought process. You got to speak with your dollars, and I've said this, and people bitch at me about this, but if you don't like it, switch outlets, switch networks. I have DirecTV. I've been able to watch Nuggets and Avs games. I think, right at the beginning of the season, we missed like 10 or 15 games. I didn't, because I have guys in the know that hooked me up, and it wasn't illegal, Jades, I don't think. It was some really weird cryptic link that I went to, and camera angles were very strange, and the audio was off, but I think it was totally legit. I did get to watch games. DirecTV crossed over first, and since then, I've been able to watch it, and the longer this goes on, people complain and they get on Twitter and go, I can't see the games. And I'm saying, I guess get out of the contract. But Comcast offers everything, right? They get you internet, phone, all that stuff that you can have. So that's harder, I understand, for people to. So on Altitude side, I would say maybe people just haven't canceled yet because it's a pain in the ass. I mean, have you ever tried to cancel and move on from? My wife and I are just trying to add and remove channels. That's like speaking to someone that's not even from this planet. Like it is easier said than done. But that's it. I mean, if Comcast, they're a business. It's all about the bottom line. It's about money. And if they were seeing people leaving in droves away from Comcast, they'd come to the table. So I guess where I'm led to believe that they're not seeing it, and they're basically using that information and saying, well, not enough people in Denver care about it. Not enough people in Colorado care about having Altitude, which might be true now. And they're not wrong. And those of you that are complaining, obviously it's not, you're able to live without Nuggets and Avs. I've been a sports guy my whole life. Anytime I'm setting up TV or going to a new apartment, going to a new house, I make damn sure I have Altitude. If they don't provide it, I go somewhere else. If it's not in the current package, that's just the base package, I add to the package. I guess I'm blessed in that opportunity to be able to do that. Now, those of you that are saying it's all Altitude's fault, I mean, you just saw it right there. Comcast is saying, we don't need you as much, so we need you to come to the table with more. Who do you blame? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. You can shoot us a text on our First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Is it more on Altitude or more on Comcast? Here's the way I look at it, and I love Altitude. I have a great relationship with a lot of the TV guys, with a lot of the radio guys. They're fantastic. But it's your product. Comcast has everything else. They have other things that are keeping people on Comcast. And from their records, at least according to that statement, I'm led to believe that whatever they're providing is doing enough for their bottom line where they don't see Altitude as a necessity. So Altitude, you're the one wanting to get your games on. You need Comcast more than Comcast needs you. And it ain't fair, but Jades, as you're going to learn, as you go to college and you start getting into your adult world, life ain't fair. And for Altitude, you're going to have to give. I mean, I was thinking about this, like, what does that do for your sponsorships? Say you're wearing a Shields hat there, Jades. You say you're Shields and you're sponsoring the scores desk at halftime. The Shields halftime show. I don't even know what they're... Is it Toyota? The Shields halftime show. And I'm just throwing numbers out. I have no idea. I'm paying $5 million a year to be the halftime show on Altitude TV. Now suddenly I'm not on Comcast and Dish. Well, then I'm not paying you $5 million. I'm going to give you a fraction of that. I'm going to give you $1.5 million because I'm on one network, whatever. So I was thinking, man, can you not find a way to make up for it on your advertising? And again, I realize there's a lot of deep contract language that I'm not aware of. But I just know that both sides aren't coming to an agreement. Comcast is leading us to believe they don't need Altitude. And don't you think it's true? If they're not that proud, dude. Like, this is money. 100%. This is not an ego thing. This isn't Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. This is 100% about money. This isn't about an ego. Who treats you better? Blah, 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 blah. This is about money. So if Comcast was seeing it on their bottom line, they would cross over. They would make a deal. And because of that, I go back over to Altitude and I say, they don't value what you're putting out enough to make a deal. So it sounds like you're going to have to make a better deal. You're going to have to give more, probably more money. And that's where we stand. The Cronkies own Altitude, okay? Do you think they're hurting for dollars? I don't like to tell people how to spend their money. I believe in capitalism. I believe make that money. But I also have said this, when you own a sports team or you own the network that broadcasts your sports team, they own the Nuggets and the Avalanche. And they own a lot of teams. The Rams, too. You have a responsibility suddenly. It's a different kind of business. Owning a team and owning the media provider that puts these games out, I feel like you do have more of a responsibility now to your fans where you're the one keeping us from seeing these games. Now, Altitude's not blame or Comcast is not blameless in this situation, but they don't owe it to you. Comcast did not get into business to broadcast Nuggets and Avs games. That's not why they started years ago when they became Comcast, when they became Dish Network, when they became DirecTV. You got into it for TV, for everything that goes into it. So Comcast is shouting it from the rooftops, we don't value your product. We don't make enough to do this with your proposal you're presenting. We don't make enough to justify what you're offering. I tend to believe them. Harsh. At first I thought, man, I can't honestly, and I tweeted this last night. I said, I can't believe that people in the state of Colorado don't want to see the Avs and the Nuggets on a regular season basis. When you got the back-to-back MVP and you got the Stanley Cup champs. But do I think they're lying? Is this part of their negotiation process? Because they're all losing in this. If you're Comcast, you're not losing enough, though. You're not losing enough to make a blip on that radar where you feel like you need to give in and make the same sweetheart deal and whatever that deal is that Comcast has with AT&T Sportsnet. Yes, Jades.
Well, according to Comcast.com, they serve more than a million customers in Colorado.
So they're basically saying that of those million customers, that's just it. That's it. Just a million. Seems low, doesn't it? Well, they're saying that a chunk of these people, of the people they service, they're not leaving. It's called a boycott. It's how you, you know, people, it's the same people that like, oh, The Rock, you stop giving them your money. Hey, do you want to go to the game today? It's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We could head down there. Sweet deal. Yeah, I'm in. Wait, I thought you were boycotting the Rockies. Yeah, but one game's not going to hurt. And that's it, right? That's why the boycott never works. That's why Dick Monfort isn't forced to do a bunch of different things to please his the Rockies fan base. So go vote on that one. I'm curious to see how this one turns out. At thewholeshow.com, who do you put most of the blame on? And there, make no mistake about it, there is somebody in this conversation that deserves more blame than the other. And I guess I just go back to it. It's your product. I'll give you a side story here. You know, like, for example, we're the voice of the UNC Bears. KFK is the voice of the UNC Bears. We love doing it. They love doing it. It's all great. It's a great relationship. However, this radio station also is the voice of preps, and the preps radio scene kills it up here. Everybody, I mean, everybody's into, whether you're a CSU fan, UNC fan, CU fan, Broncos fan, whatever, everybody's into high school football. So, you know, years ago in the negotiation tables, it's kind of like UNC wants their product to get on air, and we want that too, but the station can survive. The station can survive without certain broadcasts. We also air Rockies games and Broncos games on the station. The station will survive without those because it's this radio station has a lot of things that it broadcasts, right? Good Morning NoCo, Clark and the Coach, Preps Radio, Rockies coverage, Broncos coverage, Westwood One's NFL coverage, NCAA coverage. Is that enough of a PSA for you? Meaning they have a lot of entities that make it run. So if you pulled one out, you might still be okay. You pull two out, you might still be okay. In the case of what I'm saying, like with UNC, that is 100% your product. That's on you to figure out how to get it out to people. And so when I look at this situation with Altitude, it is your product. These are your teams and your broadcasters putting shows together. It's up to you to figure it out. And if Comcast is wanting more money than you're willing to spend, then I guess that's it. I know all the contracts are different and stuff, but you see Nikola Jokic just making bank. You see these players making bank. Avalanche just re-signing guys left and right. I'm just curious to see what that deal really looks like. But at the end of the day, it does come down to it. If you're Comcast, you have enough things that are keeping you afloat where the loss of Altitude clearly isn't making a big enough dent. 28 minutes after the hour. That's the poll question. Let me know what you think on that one. I'd love to get your thoughts. Sounds like it's split down the middle. And I've got a lot of comments on our social media page that I'm going to get to as well. But I want your thoughts. This is a crazy, crazy conversation. It's amazing that we're still in it. We've been in this thing for a long time. I'm going to read some comments when we come back, though. 29 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Allo Communications Studios. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jenny Kavnar from AT&T Sportsnet, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
Before after the hour, let me tell you about my friends at Weldworks. They are, I was meeting with one of my contacts over there, Devin, the other day. He took me out to lunch. An amazing guy, and they just have this wonderful vision of growing what they do in the community, being able to give back, too. And it's all about the beer. It's all about the annex, the food and stuff. But they truly do give back. They want to continue to do that. throughout the community, whether that's, you know, locally, on just great charities and great functions that they can be a part of. The sports scene, I was down there at their CSU day that they had. They were celebrating, you know, Colorado State alumni that are in this area. They're just always branching out and doing some fun things. Oh, and by the way, they got the best beer around. The Annex, you got to try inside now. They got this dialed in restaurant, dialed in food. Got to try the double cheeseburger. I mean, I haven't eaten lunch yet, Jades. I've had meetings all morning, so sounds pretty good today. Might just stop by Weldworks, see how those guys are doing. If you do, tell them you heard about them right here on the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. I want to read some of the comments that we're getting on this whole Comcast altitude thing. It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, it's just when you break it all down and you were playing AC/DC Money Talks, that's where we are. I mean, we're talking college football realignment, all of this stuff. At the end of the day, it does come down to money. And can you make money? You know, are you at a point where you're losing money not carrying the program? And if the answer is yes, then you got to make a change. Let's read some comments, though. And again, if you guys want to chime in on our text line, First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Trying to load them up here. Chris says, Comcast. I think it's fair for them to ask for the same amount of money as the Rockies. If Comcast still says no, then I think this is mainly Comcast's fault. But again, you're expecting Comcast to care about you, and maybe that's wrong. Obviously, it's wrong, but they don't. They care about the bottom line. And if you continue to subscribe to Comcast, you continue to have it as a part of your thing, then I'm sorry, nothing's going to change. You speak with your dollars. Until a mass exodus occurs, you're not going to see it. Chris says, I have heard the Rocky station AT&T Sportsnet has much more viewership and provide a lot more content outside of the games. I'll just say this, AT&T Sportsnet, you know, I don't know about the Rockies, but this state is more of a baseball state. It's Broncos country, and then it's a baseball state. We love baseball in this area. And that shows itself with the Rockies coverage, with all their other coverage, with what they're airing other games too, and you're also seeing the Rockies play teams that you might be a fan of as well. A lot of Dodgers fans in this state. You get to see the Dodgers a lot on AT&T Sportsnet. Todd says, I'd say Comcast. You could always switch over to DirecTV and no problem getting Nuggets Avalanche games. Again, that's what you got to do, Todd. That's what you're going to have to do is cancel Comcast and go to DirecTV. That's the way. Douglas says, how can we blame KSE, which is Altitude, when they are actually making an effort to for once to get the games on TV for us? I just hope this ends before the season comes. Sure. I mean, they're trying. It's not like they're not trying, but to hear Josh Kroenke in his Nuggets, you know, he's talking about Calvin Booth and the addition there and everything. To hear Kroenke say he's just as frustrated as it is anybody. No. You're not, because you do have power. You still have power to make a change. It might not be the move you want. It might be more money than you're willing to give in. But that's where we are. The Rockies are making more than Altitude, and they're one of the worst teams in baseball. The Avalanche Nuggets deserve more than them, at the very least, in my opinion. Well, there you go. Quentin says, I don't understand, where does Dish fall in this dispute? Well, Dish doesn't have, they don't carry AT&T Sportsnet. So the nugget that Altitude is offering to Comcast, saying, just give us the same deal as you're doing with AT&T Sportsnet. Well, Dish doesn't carry that, so they're not in this conversation right now. They're in the dispute, sure, but this conversation today, they can't offer that. Dish can't offer the same thing that they're doing with AT&T Sportsnet, because they don't carry AT&T Sportsnet. 39 minutes after the hour, shout out to my guys, Lemons Heating and Cooling. Hot, hot, hot. It continues to just be a scorcher out there. Make sure your AC's running, because I know you're probably running it hard right now. You've been putting it to the test. If you're getting glimpses of, ooh, that's, why is it a little warmer today? What's happening here? Call my guys at Lemons Heating and Cooling. 970-567-0798. 970-567-0798. Jerry Lemons is a great guy. They have a great staff over there. They'll take care of you. That's Lemons Heating and Cooling. 39 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up, Jades. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, current NFL wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Forty-four minutes after the hour, welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Make sure you get over to On the Rocks Liquor this week. They've got the Bud Light 16-ounce aluminum twist-off cans saluting the Stanley Cup champ. So make sure you help commemorate that third Stanley Cup from your Colorado Avalanche. Get yours today at On the Rocks Liquor. Also, the game beer of the week is from Odell's Brewing in Fort Collins. Sippin' Lemonade Sour. Sounds kind of perfect for the time that we're in. Jades, I'm tired of the heat, man. I know you love summer. You love going out there and, you know, being swampy and sweaty and sticky all over the place. That's just fantastic for you. But I'm a fall winter guy. Can we get there yet? Are we getting close yet? I know the calendar says the 21st, but are we going to get out of this heat wave?
Hopefully some point. Give me your weather. You just want football, let's be real. You don't even care about the weather. It's just football.
Yeah, I'm ready to get there. I'm just ready to get camp going, man. It's going to be so much fun. I'm ready to go. We will talk a little bit about Russell Wilson in the next segment. An ESPN correspondent, former player, Ryan Clark, was not really critical of Russell, but basically saying Russell's whole game, whole way he does things is going to have to change. So it's going to be interesting to see. And I think, again, Javonte Williams, if you're a fantasy football player, I know Melvin Gordon is there and he's going to take carries away. I just think so much rests on what Javonte Williams can do, what Melvin Gordon can do, and what that offensive line can do. So stay tuned, man. We'll talk about that more in the second hour. The Mountain West, they continue to come out. We talked about their media preseason rankings. The Rams are picked to finish fourth in the Mountain West Mountain. I think maybe third. I listen, Air Force and Boise State, they're just too good. I could actually see Air Force win their side of the conference. I really could. But Boise State, they're bringing back their quarterback, Hank Bachmeier. They lost their top receiver, but they've got some other studs coming in. You know, with their coach, Andy Avalos, who's their Boise State legend, can he get this thing back on the right track? And again, when I say back on the right track, they were 7-5. Wouldn't that be nice, CSU fans, if we could say that, can Jay Norvell get this thing back on track after a 7-5 season? That's what Boise State's been. They're that good where a 7-5 season is not going to move the needle. It's considered a failed year. But they're picked to win this thing. But then it's Air Force. And I do like watching Air Force, man. They do it completely different than anybody else. They're the best at what they do when it comes to just running the football. And we're going to see. I wouldn't be shocked. They're 21-5 over their last two full seasons, 19 and 21. They got 15 starters back. Troy Calhoun has been with this program for such a long time. They're bringing back Hazeek Daniels, their quarterback, their fullback, who's a huge part of what Air Force does, Brad Roberts, set to return on this offense, led the nation in rushing. No surprise, they run the ball every time. 327 yards a game. They got three starters back on their offensive line. So that's what's so big about Air Force, is that offensive line. They're smaller. Offensive linemen for Air Force are smaller, so they got to be quicker. They have to be more sound. So I look for Air Force to really do something here. And then in the Mountain West Mountain, it's everybody else. You know, Utah State's picked to go third, then CSU. But, listen, I don't think CSU's going to pass up Boise State. I don't think they're going to pass up Air Force, but I could see them finishing third in this. The all-conference team stuff comes out. It's kind of sad just to not see Trey McBride on there anymore. But you did see a tight end. How about that? Local guy, Tanner Arkin, redshirt freshman. He is on the preseason all-conference team. They're watching this guy closely to see if maybe he can. Look at that. So you lose Trey McBride. You're excited about this offense, but now your tight end is getting some looks. Don't forget, starting in August, Late August, the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, will be right here inside the whole show every single Monday. We're looking at Mondays. Still working with Clay's schedule right now. But we're going to be hearing from the quarterback on a weekly basis. Clay's a great young man, and I think he's going to be a big part, or he will be a big part, of this offense for years to come. 12:49 the time. Quick break coming up. I'll wrap up hour number one. We got to get to today in the NFL, my AFC West previews. We're going to talk about linebackers today. Are the Broncos making enough headway here in my previews to make me feel better about my pick of them winning the AFC West? Didn't fare so well on the offensive side of the ball. How about the defense? It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
.12:54 the time. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications studios. Jade, you're giving me some baseball stuff today. I want to get to what do you got for me today? What's your nugget of the day for me, Jade? We still haven't come up with a name, but it doesn't matter. It's just whatever. What do you got for me?
Well, and since baseball's finally back and we've been talking money, I have a pretty cool one for you today. Out of the Reds' top 10 players paid this year, Ken Griffey Jr. is one of them.
It's another one of those wacky baseball contracts. So I love this story, too, because there's a few players in baseball that have these deals still. It's from his – he signed a 9-year, $112.5 million contract extension in 2000. And as a part of the deal, the Reds deferred payment to him from 2009 to 2024. So he's still making bank. They made an effort back then to save money on their payroll. But baseball's like the only one that does this. It's bizarro world to me. But they made an effort to save money on their payroll. And when they did all that, they moved stuff around. Ken Griffey, when did he retire? 2010? 2010. He's going to be paid $3.6 million all the time, every year. This year, I guess he's getting 3.6 this year, which is crazy, man. They deferred payment to him from 09 to 24. Griffey being set to make an estimated $3.6 million this season, and then just continues to. I mean, it's like not a big amount when you look at it, but for a guy that hasn't played in 12 years to just pull out 3.6. It's pretty crazy. I don't know how they make these deals, how they do this stuff, but they figure it out. That's a good one. Good job, James. What do you got?
Ken Griffey's put on some weight since he's left the league, too. I don't know if you've seen him recently, but he does not look the same.
I got a picture, but this was a couple of years ago. So he's a big guy now, huh?
Yeah, he's a little bit on the plus side.
Well, when you're not out training every single day and working up a sweat, it just happens, Jades. It's not as easy to keep that weight off as you right now. Enjoy it while you can. Somebody said to you today, you need a French fry, Jades. I wish somebody would walk up to me and say, you need a French fry, dude. You look like you need to eat. I would love that, man. Enjoy it. Enjoy it while you have it. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Method Flow Products poll question of the day, talking about the Altitude Comcast dispute. Who do you blame the most, Altitude or Comcast? It's like right down the middle. So go vote. It's changed a little bit over the last few minutes here, but it looks like Altitude is getting a good chunk of the votes here, and we're getting a lot of votes here. Altitude, I know we got a break here. I just refreshed. I wanted to see where the poll question was. Again, that's at the whole show. And now it's 50-50. Go vote at theholeshow.com. Comcast or Altitude, who do you blame the most for the current dispute? 12:57 the time. We're talking, we're switching gears a little bit. We're going to bring Cody Tucker on from 7220, talking all things Wyoming, but Mountain West Conference, because he's there. Viva Las Vegas, talking to us about Mountain West Media Days. We'll be right back. I'm gonna try to steal you.